Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection Prayer Line. Praise the Lord, where the glory of the Lord is being manifested through prayer and through praise and also through, glory to God, the spoken word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. We bless the Lord for you and thank God for you joining us tonight. We pray, glory to God, in the midst of all that's going on around the globe, that we still keep us praise in our heart and the determination to look up to the hills will come at our help, realize it comes from the Lord, that we'll make a stand, that we'll be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. Because he said, work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. And he's given every man a measure of faith. What we do with that faith is going to be determined by each individual. So help us to look, glory to God, united in faith, to carry out the mission, the assignment that God has placed upon our lives so we can be able to welcome him into this broken vessel. Glory, I let him, glory to God, be the potter and recognize that we are the clay, glorifying his holy name. Thank God for Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, Healer, our Burden Bearer, our High Tower, our Strong Tower, whatever we need him to be, I am that I am. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. We're here, glory to God, to celebrate him in our lives because he asks us, glory to God. He said in his word that it was already finished, everything he's already done on Calvary. Glory to God. And whosoever will, let him come. Praise the Lord. So it's our choice, the day that we hear his voice, to harden out our hearts, but allow his will to be done in us. Glory to God. He is calling us out, glory, to be a witness all around the land. Wherever, glory to God, he's placed our hands, whatever he placed our hands to do, to be available for service. So whether it's witnessing in our home, witness in the marketplace, witness on our job, witness, be a greater witness, glory to God. Wherever we are, glory to God, as vessels of the Most High God. So we glorify him for being our Savior and pray, glory to God, that we allow his will to be done in us. What a marvelous and wonderful God that loves us so much that while we were yet in darkness, while we were yet in sin, he died for the ungodly. And that means any of us, because we can't even get to the Father, get to Jesus without going through the Father or Father going to Jesus, however it may be. But we celebrate, glory to God, the opportunity that we have freedom, liberty to be in a place where we can celebrate Jesus and don't have to be ridiculed, glory to God, or ostracized or criticized in the manner that so many nations are, where they have to hide, glory to God, and not be able to tell anybody about Jesus and have to die just to, glory to God, just to keep that testimony. But Lord, we thank you every day for all that you do, for the food, for the clothing, for the shelter. We can't, glory to God, allow the enemy to rob us of the blessings that God has for us and the inheritance by the threats that he sends out, by the persecution, by the ostracism or criticism or allowing things over to God to get caught up in the division of religion and all kind of other things. As we know the Savior, saved us, delivered us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Think about all that he went through. We ought to be a vessel, glory to God, to be grateful and anticipate expectancy of greater things yet to do. He said, greater works we shall do. So we just bless the Lord for his loving kindness. Help us to learn how to walk in the agape and to walk in truth. Oh, glory to God, making sure the whole arm is on, not pieces, parts, and what's missing. Glory to God, for not having your helmet on, having the playground for the devil and anxiety attacks. Oh, glory, not having your belt of truth, walking in hypocrisy or walking, glory to God, in fabrication and doing, glory to God, things that are in deception. Help us to make sure our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. Help us, glory to God, to make sure every part of our armor zone. Not only just the helmet and the shoes and the belt, we got to make sure we have that shield of faith on, breastplate of righteousness, sword sharpened, two-edged. So it's not just coming against our enemy, which is not flesh, but also we got to take that word in and cut away the things that are in our lives that are not of God. As with the prayer warriors already joined us, we'll get ready to start in prayer. That was just a little bit of encouragement and exaltation, but now we're going to go over to God. Go ahead on and begin our scripture reading. Welcome back, glory to God, after such a magnificent 2 months of celebrating Jesus and celebrating divine connection prayer line for the work that these warriors have been doing. Glory to God. All for the last 5 years, and looking for greater things yet to come as we're being led by the Spirit of the Lord. So we glorify God and thanking God for being able to have power of prayer for intercession for those, glory to God, that are walking in darkness, and for those, glory to God, that are needing a Savior, as well as healing, deliverance, and against all the satanic forces and devices the enemy is using. Praise God. The scripture reading is going to come from Ezekiel 36, and it says, "And I will sanctify my great name," talking about God, "which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes." And then we're going down to the 26th verse. It says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." Step 27, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God." Praise your name, Jesus. We thank you for the reading of the word. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for this service, God, that you have blessed us to be a servant to, as being prayer warriors and intercessors and interceding, glory to God, on the behalf of others, no matter what the circumstances is. Glory to God, without reservation or hesitation. Thank you, Lord, for being able to come in your presence to celebrate Jesus and what he's already done in us and given us strength and courage to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious, to use these giftings and talents that you've given us to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, to be able to bring healing and deliverance and salvation and forgiveness, glory to God, by your spoken word and the life that we live, that people may see, glory to God, Christ in our lives as we exemplify you. God, help us, glory to God, to stand fast, hold fast, and then not to be a perpetrator, not to be in a place, glory to God, that we allow flesh and, glory to God, the spirit of the enemy to coerce us and manipulate us by our feelings and emotions. God, help us, glory to God, to be able to join together in harmony, in unity, glory to God, to fight the good fight of faith against the forces of evil, not, glory to God, our feelings about this situation or that situation or this politics, that what God, but help us to stay in alignment on the path, glory to God, on this journey of the straight and narrow to proclaim what Jesus has said, glory to God, to walk, glory to God, in righteousness and holiness, to be in a place and not to be opinionated, our opinions. We should have, glory to God, God's word coming out of our mouth and not manipulate, because you say this word is not for no private interpretation or no religious or no denomination. It's about Jesus, glory to God, and him crucified. God, help us, glory to God, to live a life, glory to God, that we'll continue to seek you and walk in action, in love, and deed, glory to God. Ah, God, thank you, Lord God, for your anointing to anoint us, glory to God, to do thy will. God, forgive us for every offense, every transgression. Help us to learn to forgive others and not sit there and brew over and stew over things, glory, by giving place to the enemy to have strongholds against what God has called us to do. Help us, glory, not to plant the seed and go back and dig it up. We have to have faith, glory to God, like the farmer when he planted, glory to God, and he, glory to God, cultivate the land and do whatever. He wait, glory to God, on the harvest. Help us to continue to do what is necessary as we done water it and do whatever is necessary. We're going to need the sunshine, going to need the rain, going to have some times when storms come up in our life, but we got to know, glory to God, who we serve, who we are, and glory to God, the power and authority that Jesus has, that he has given us to walk in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to walk with clean hands. Help us, glory to God, to lift up your name and to be able to be in a place to praise and worship, not be a complainer or murmurer. Glory to God, we praise and we occupy the space where we got articulating the word and this, that, and the other. And as soon as we finish that duty, we're back into murmuring and complaining or walking in disobedience or rebellious or fearfulness and fretfulness. God, that ought not to be so among us in the name of Jesus. God, we got to have a relationship past, glory to God, being in church with a group or being on the prayer line with whatever, being in a revival or being, glory to God, in a retreat. We got to have a relationship one-on-one. As the Father and Jesus was one, we have to become one with Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to be in a place of walking in truth and walking in obedience to that you've called us to do. God, even when those hard places Jesus went through so we can go through to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious, he gave us a helper, which is the Holy Spirit. Help us to let him do his job and not grieve and override us. Help us to be faithful and be thankful, glory to God, and just not pray words, but pray, glory to God, the word with truth and life and faith, glory to God, and with an assurance in our faith, glory to God, that it shall come to pass. May not be the hour and the time, but we keep pressing and pursuing until it come to pass. Speak to this mountain of hurt and healing that need to take place. Speak to this mountain, glory, out of debt. Or speak to this mountain, glory to God, of glory to God, whatever the concern may be. But stand on the word until it manifests. When we need that reinforcement, you said any two can such and agree and how you're moving the mist. One can take 1,000, two can put 10,000 in flight. Oh, glory to God, to recognize, hallelujah, weeping may endure for a night, but joy ikorama. In the morning, may not be the morning that this is Tuesday, and then glory to God, looking for it on Wednesday, or glory to God, it's Sunday, and we're looking for it on Monday. Look with anticipation of expectancy, but don't get caught up in the time, because the enemy will trick us with the time. We know that Jesus and God, glory, our Father, operate in eternity. Glory, he gave us time for certain things to measure, but we got to have the faith that no matter what you said it, it's settled. Help us, hallelujah, whether we are waiting on a healing or deliverance or glory to God or a bill to be paid or waiting on, glory to God, someone, glory to God, that's going through a tragedy to be healed or grief or whatever, sorrow, hallelujah. Help us to stand when we sit all the stand there for, but stand on the word of God and make sure it's on the rock and we're not in sand. Glory to God. Help us, glory to God, to be faithful to the assignment that you've given us on this journey. As we intercede, as we preach, as we teach, as we make our hands available for whatever service, God, let us not be high-minded and think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We'll be in a place to esteem others more highly than ourselves and bear one another burdens. And glory to God, praying, glory to God, one for another. And looking forward, glory to God, for the best for the each person, praying even for our enemies in the name of Jesus. You told us to love them as we love ourselves. We may not love what they're doing or how they're doing, homosexual acts or murdering or this, that, and the other, and doing, glory to all kinds of betrayal and glory to God and glory to God doing things that, glory to God, is just mind-boggling. But God, you are the love, glory to God, that you've given us to love others back. God, we got to get to that place where we can get to a place of graduating past feelings and emotions so we cannot be able to separate this one did that, so I love this one for this. This one didn't do that, so I don't love them. Oh, God, and say it with our lips, with our heart, is already showing how our responses are, glory to God, when we act on it. And some things may be hidden, but God is not hidden from you. It's not hidden from your prophets if they're operating in it. It's not even hidden for some prayer words. If they really stand in your presence and doing what you require, you will reveal things, and we will move ourselves out the way. God, we thank you for the power of intercession in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for hearing the news today for Pastor Burton, Deacon Burton had to still go through that surgery with Iota. They found a bed, glory to God, just heard it today on Friday. I mean, had a bed for Friday, so they had to be there, glory to God, and the surgery went through, glory to God. He made it through and lived through this. Thank God for that Iota. But glory to God, 6 hours of surgery. Again, for this body has been going through over and over and over and over, and even times over to God, and all of us lost him a few times in the time past. But God, you keep proving yourself. It's a purpose and a plan you have for our lives. So the devil is a liar, and he don't have no place, and he got the loose. So we're believing this will be the last time for Deacon Burton to be raised up, glory to God, and not have to go back through those kinds of surgeries. God, does not just glory to God, no problems with that heart. Oh, God, we're praying for that kidney, glory to God, that you will bless and it be replaced, glory, or healed or delivered. Oh, we pray for the woman of God that stands in the gap no matter what. Oh, I've been standing so long with her husband, standing with others, been glory to God with people that have been bereaved and gone through and have to preach and minister in that and still going through with her arm in time past. But now that surgery, we're believing healing and deliverance, glory to God. She will not have to go back through that either again. But as she requested, and we already know she's exhausted right now, but just praying, glory to God, just prayer for her. And God, we thank you for her faithfulness and even for the mission and assignments you've given her for New Hope for almost 30 years. God, we just bless you. We just pray for the prayer warriors that glory to God in every situation, the ministries that they're in, glory to God, the leaders. We're praying that they have good concerned leaders too as well, that are all about kingdom business and God concerned about the flock. Praying for those that may be on the line that pray that, glory to God, that in leadership positions too as well, as leaders, glory to God, on this prayer line too as well, all around the globe. We gotta keep praying one for another, that we are walking the agape. It's not, glory to God, a bed of roses, but God, Jesus went through so we can go through, and he sent us a helper, the Holy Spirit, and if we abide by his word and submit ourselves and crucify this flesh, oh, it's going to be so many days and have been in greatness, glory to God, of just joy of seeing others saved, set free, and delivered, and encouraged, and hearing the prayers, glory to God, of the righteous, where glory to our reports coming back and turning around in the favor that God may get the glory. So God, help us to stay on the journey with joy, with peace, because those are weapons. Because the enemy can steal our joy and a piece, he'll beat us down, grow our shakers around like a rag doll and stomp on us, glory to God. But help us to know, glory to God, this too shall pass. But keep looking up to the hills with coming to our help. Keep standing on the promises of the Lord. God, we bless you. Let his name be magnified in the earth through our lives, that we'll be transformed and transitioned over into the kingdom of God, of his righteousness and holiness, and not be conformed to this world system. God, help us to stand with faith, with an assurance that it's our title deed, that it is done because you said it. Because in Mark 11, you said, when we pray, believe that we receive. But if anyone have any ought against anyone, and we don't forgive, the Father won't forgive us. So help us to walk in forgiveness, because people sometimes don't realize those things over to God will hinder their prayers. You'll be right at the door and can't get in the door until they release some things off their heart of disappointments and glory to God and bitterness and glory to God and some turn into animosity and this, that, and the other. But still I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, but help us, glory to God. You said you will not have us ignorant of Satan's devices, so you're not going to have us ignorant of our errors either in the name of Jesus. Help us to submit and commit. Let this flesh die. The flesh don't want to die. It's going to holler and cry and do whatever. Glory to God. But when we love God more than we love ourselves and desires of this world, hallelujah, we can walk in the faith and the truth of Jesus Christ. Help us, God. We bless you. We love you. We appreciate your love. You first loved us so we can love you back. You gave us your love to love you back. Help us, God, to stand on your word. Praying again for these prayer warriors, praying for their faithfulness, praying for encouragement, praying for our guests that come on, those that are praying in the background. We just pray continue healing, deliverance, and encouragement. We pray for India. We pray for El Salvador. Pray for so many other places going through in this tragic time of pandemic and others. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing and sending the supplies and whatever is needed. Pray, glory to God, for them to wake up out of darkness into the marvelous light for those countries or even places and some that have filtrated in our country too as well that don't serve God, don't want to give God his glory, don't want to stand up. I pray for the wicked and they will come to that place. Like you said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We're praying healing and deliverance and for those that are going through, no matter what country, where they are, we're praying for an enlightenment and awakening too, for truth to come in the name of Jesus. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, praying for those that are going through in their bodies and their minds, praying against these satanic forces of evilness of what the enemy plotting and putting things in people's minds to do evil against others, drug trafficking, glory to God, the also human trafficking, other ones, glory to God, and the guns and laws and all the gangs and this, that, and the other, and the people for suicide and all kinds of spirits and other ones that are just plotting and planning, others, glory to God, even plotting with their tongues and destroy marriages, relationships, ministries, or also jobs, glory to God, or whatever, for people, glory to God, that's trying to do what's right, others robbing and stealing one way or another. Oh, God, we come against these satanic forces. We got to cover every ground there is, the things that we see on the outside and the things that are going on in people's hearts that cause them to do these hideous and glory to God crimes that are just overwhelming sometimes just to listen to. But then we could check ourselves and come back in compliance with what God's word said, was already said, and do what he told us to do, to work while it's day, to pray, to tear down, to work in whatever capacity you put our hands to work to do. God, we love you. Help us to hold on to joy and peace. Help us to hold on to your word and determination that I'll not take down, I'll not stand, glory, I will stand my ground, I will walk with the whole armor, I will listen to your voice, and I will hear and I will obey. Even through the times, glory, I want to get a little tough. Bear one another burdens. Call on somebody to save and fill the spirit with the power and the anointing. Don't have no ulterior motives but to serve God and his kingdom. God, so we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, bind up every satanic and demonic force to come against these prayers, our lives, our families, and ministries, or whatever you put our hands to do. We plead the blood of Jesus for untimely death, sickness, disease, betrayal. Glory to God, spirit of confusion and chaos. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We speak life. We bind you up, Satan, and loose you from your assignment, and we speak life, God, and your will be done. We speak blessings, healing, salvation, deliverance, spiritual blessings, financial blessings, wisdom, your word to come alive in us for us to study and rightly divide it in the name of Jesus and walk in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We pray, glory to God, now for Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord, and that's for Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. I'm going to have Mother McCormick, Mother Willette, trying to find out, because I know Pastor Burt, when she comes on, she has to go off pretty quickly. So if she does come on in a few, then I'll have to just shift one back down, that's all. And afterwards, Mother Willette, we're going to ask Minister Brenda, then Mother Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord, in that order. So I'm opening the lines now. It's also for Mother Alexander. Praise God, and we give God glory. Thank God for you all being faithful, coming on, and thank God for your faithfulness and just to the Lord, and he continue to bless and use you for his glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, Heavenly Father. For you alone is worthy for all the praise, Lord. According to Psalms 92, said, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah, Jesus, for he's a God that answers prayer. There's no other way. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your mercy and your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for being the Lord of our life, because without you, Heavenly Father, we have nothing. Thank you for being so merciful to us, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for waking us up in the morning time, Lord, in a healthy body, Lord, in a sound mind, because only you can do it, Father God. And so, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you and you alone, Lord God. As we go before you, Heavenly Father, interceding for our families, Lord, interceding for our brothers and sisters, Lord, interceding for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father, because your word said, Lord, pray for one another. Lord, we know that you is a God that hears us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for cleansing the land, Lord God, because we know you is the only one can heal the land of this pestilence, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for cleansing the land. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Because we know you said in your word, Father God, acts. And believe when we ask, you receive. And we know your promises cannot fail, Lord. If you said it, we believe it, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we keep giving you praise and glorifying you today, Lord. Because you are the God that healed, you are the God that delivered, and there is nothing too hard for you to do. You said ask, and you said come boldly to the throne of grace. Father, you is a God that hears our cry, because you tell us to pray. These are the keys that you gave us, Heavenly Father, and we know, Lord, that you hear us when we cry out to you. Father God, your word is what we're standing on today, Lord. You see all that goes on with you today, Father God, but we know that your word said, pray. And the prayer we pray, Lord God, help us to know, Lord God, to pray a sincere prayer, Lord God, and to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that we're asking for. Because you always answer, Lord. You always answer. I don't see anywhere that you said, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come and ask. Seek. Not everything you said in the word, Lord, if we stand faithful and it will see come to pass, because you're not a man that you lie. And Lord, you never fail us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for strengthening us through the storm. Help us to know to stand faithful in your word, Lord God. If you said it, it doesn't matter what goes on here in this world. Your word we must put forth in all ways. Stand faithful because your promises cannot fail us. Any failing going on because we don't do it right. Help us to learn how to, when to speak and when not to speak, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to know that when we stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is already ours, it will come forth. Help us to stand faithfully, Lord God. Because your promises, Heavenly Father, is more than anything else. Because when you said it, we believe, Lord God. Because we know you've said the word, and the word will take us through if we stand faithful. Help us to know, Lord God, that when we call on you, we must be sincere and we must be secure to know that you hear us. You hear us. And no matter what is going on, Lord God, because you said in your word, according to the promises, Lord God, you said you will take away sickness. Your promises said it, Lord God. According to Exodus, your word said it, Father God. And Lord, I believe, Heavenly Father, I believe that sickness and disease have no authority over this body because your promises is what I stand on. And I believe in the word, Father God, because you did not tell us that we're going to be sick every day of our life. You tell us, Lord God, that you will take away sickness. But you also tell us, too, Lord, to be obedient in your will. Help us to know, Lord God, that if you said it, believe it. Believe it because it's going to come forth. And, Lord, we're binding up these diseases that come against the people, Lord God. We're binding up sickness and disease that come against our brothers and sisters. We're binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. Aches in the leg, aches in the hand, aches in the ears, hit your nose. Hi. Lord God, we bind these false spirits that attack the body in different parts, Lord God, because you know your word said, Lord, that you will take away sickness from the midst of us. But help us to know, Lord God, that we got to stand boldly, Lord God, and faithful to your word, because if you said it, it shall come forth. There is no going back. You said it, believe it. Help us to know, Lord God, that if your word said it, stand faithful, because the enemy shall not have dominion over your word, Lord God. And Father God, you are the God that healeth. You are the God that delivereth. There is no healer but you, Heavenly Father, no healer but you. You are the only healer, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because your promises is real. From the beginning, you tell us, Lord God, you will take away sickness. And it's according to Exodus. Exodus, your word said in Exodus 23 and 25, your word said, Father God, you will take away sickness. Lord, I believe, Lord God, because you do take away sickness, Lord, from the midst of us. Oh, Father God, touch the heart of brothers and sisters to know, Lord God, that you are the God that hear or cry. And you, nothing is hidden from you. You hear all things. And nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. Nothing is too weighed down that you cannot bring up, Father God. Help us to stand, Lord God, and help us to be bold soldiers and know who we are in Christ Jesus, because he paid a price for us to stand faithful and to know that nothing in this world should grab up more than the Word of God. The Word of God is what we should hold on more, not the world. But, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you gave us the authority and the dominion and the power, because according to your word, Lord God, help us to be obedient to your will, Lord God, and help us to operate in that agape love, because if we operate in that agape love, we can overcome all. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It's what are we doing? Are we obedient? We standing claiming the victory? Help us to know, Lord God, that if you said it, Lord, it doesn't matter what goes on in the world. Hold on to your word. Hold on to your promises, because you will not deny us, Lord God. If we stay obedient to your will, Lord, serve you, Lord God, regardless what's going on in the world, your word come first, and you'll never fail us, because I've never seen nothing that you told me and asked me, Lord. I told me that I can ask for that you ever fail me. You're always there, Father God. You keep me, Heavenly Father, and you is no respecter of person that you're going to do one for one and don't do it for your other daughter, because we all know who you are in Christ. When we know that we believe in the living God and we serve Jehovah God, we know. There's no excuse that we don't know. We know who we serve. Help us to be more stronger in you, Lord God. And no matter what comes against us, knowing that we're standing under the power of the Almighty God, because he never leave us and he'll never forsake us. It doesn't matter what the situation look like. What is more important is, what do you believe? How you put your faith in the living God and stand faithful. Lord, we thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God, because we know it's only you, Lord. We thank you for keeping them, Father God. We thank you for keeping a hedge around them, Father God. And not just our children alone, Lord, but children of brothers and sisters that we know and that we don't know. Asking you, Lord, to watch over them, Father God. Those that know you, Lord God, strengthen the inner mind of them that they know when the enemy come against them to know who they are and stand boldly and proclaim the victory that they are, that they are more than conquerors. Oh, Father God, thank you for mercy and grace. Thank you for prayer line partners, Lord God. Thank you for the other prayer line. Continue to bless her. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Continue to keep her going strong. And Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, help us to continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours, because you gave it to us, Heavenly Father. Through Jesus Christ, we can stand boldly. Thank you for your prophet, Lord God, because your word said, Lord God, pray for those that is in authority. And Lord, we pray for the president and vice president that they will stand boldly and they will stand and do the things that is right and that is pleasing, regardless what anyone say. Keep their eyes on the living God, because there is nothing too hard for God to do. It doesn't matter what the world say. If we stand faithful in the word of God, we're going to see the victory, because it's already with ours through Christ Jesus. He gave it to us. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for watching over our great-grandchildren and our grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because you are the God that deliver and you are the God that heal, and nothing is too hard for you to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for Mother Adazana already prayed, and we touch and agree with her this afternoon, and we give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we give honor to Pastor Hubble tonight, each and every one that's on the prayer line. Lord, I just want to say thank you this afternoon, Lord God. I just want to thank you, Lord, because you're so merciful. You are so kind, and you're so good, Father. And God, I just ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God,
that you, Lord God, forgive me for every sin and fault or every thought or whatever way, God, that I've said or done anything wrong. Forgive me right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Create in me a clean heart, God, and renew the right spirit in my life that I might serve you the way that you want me to serve you, Father. God, I realize, God, that I can do nothing without you, but with you I can do all things. So, God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will look down on your people everywhere, God. God, I thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for waking me up this morning, God. God, you didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond my fault and you saw my needs, God. And I thank you for how you touched me this morning, God, with a finger of love, God, how you just raised me up, God. God, realizing somebody didn't even get a chance to get up this morning, Father. But, God, I thank you, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, and I thank you for the breathing that you give me the breath to breathe this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. God, I just pray, Lord God, for world, for the people of God and for those that I know and those that I don't know. God, I ask you to look on them all, God. Somebody stands in the need right now, Lord God. Somebody needs you, God. Somebody don't know how and what way to go. Don't know who to call on. But, God, let them know, God, that they can call on you, God, because you are the answer, Lord God. You are the one that they need on tonight, God. We realize, Heavenly Father, that like Mother Azan was talking about the word, that word is right, and that word is able to see us through. That word is able to help us in every problem, in every situation that we might be going through in the name of Jesus. Because we know that the word of God said in Matthew 24:35, it said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will by no means pass away. So I just want to say, God, in the name of Jesus, by the word, letting us know, God, that word will give you consolation. It will help you when you're feeling down and out, when you can't even don't know how and what way to go. God, your word will just open up our understanding. Your word will just help us to see things different. And if we could just let that word abide in us and we abide in the word, we can ask what we will and it shall be given. So, God, I just want to say thank you right now, Lord. I pray, Lord God, for so many things that's going on. Help us, Lord God, to keep our focus. Help us to keep our mind on you, Lord God, in a day and time like this, because there are so many things are going on. But we know, God, that you're still blessing, even though there's trouble all over the land, but you are still blessing in the midst of situations. And, Lord God, so many have got blessing that didn't even know that the blessing was going to come. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. We just thank you for how you keep showing us love in the midst of the tragedy, in the midst of things that keep happening in the world. You keep showing us that you love us and you care for us and you want us to live right and you want us to be what you want us to be. And we realize the word of God said that the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said that you come that we have life and that more abundantly. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for knowing that we can come to you and we can look to you and we can just be able to stand and like the word of God said in Hebrews 4:16, it said, let us therefore come boldly. We can come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Because we are standing in the need tonight. We are going through some situations, and we're standing in the need, and we need your help. And you're the only one that can help us. You are the only one that can bring us out and bring us through when we are troubled on every side. We can lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help, and know all our help come from you on tonight. We know that you are our healer on tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for being our healer. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us. We thank you for being kind to us. We thank you for the strength that you give us. We thank you for the joy that we have deep down in the inside of us. We thank you, Lord God, for your gentleness, how you show gentleness to your people. We thank you for the change of heart when there was time that we walked this journey and we thought we was walking right and we was walking wrong. God, we thank you for that change of mind and that change of heart. We thank you for peace, that peace that you can give us. The word of God said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace. He said his peace he leave with us, I give unto you, not as the world, not as the world, not the world, not as the world give, do and give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So he don't want us to be afraid. So, God, I just want to thank you on tonight, Lord God. I praise you and I lift you up. I glorify you on tonight. And, God, look on mankind everywhere, God. Touch them all, God. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that your word said with your stripes that we are already healed. And we bind up every spirit. Everything that's not like you, we bind it. And we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now in the name of Jesus because we have that authority to do that. So, God, we thank you because you give it to us. You gave us that authority. If we are born again, you gave that authority to us to be able to bind and loose and to be able to tell the devil he's a liar, that he has no authority over us. In the name of Jesus, as we walk this journey, as we go through trials and tribulation, we pray for the world. We pray for people that's sick in their body. We pray for those that can't see their way and don't know how the way going to be made. But we know, God, that you got a way. You got a way that's mighty sweet in the name of Jesus. So, God, help us to wait on you. Help us to hold on and keep the faith, Lord God. Help us not to look to the left or to the right, but keep trusting in you and lean not to our own understanding. But all our ways acknowledge you, that you would direct our path as we walk this journey. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord God, because you are our Savior. You are our healer. And we thank you, Lord God. And we realize the word of God also say, tell us in Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So if we walk this journey, we know, God, that you are for us. We know nobody else can be against us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you so much, Lord God. We love you, God. I love you. Thank you, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord, for the young people, Lord God, for those that's going through so many different things, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, and I pray for them that you'll give them all strength, Lord God, as they go through their trials and tribulation, because there are a lot of them going through some things, Lord God. Oh, God, but you see and you able, Lord God, to work it out and turn things around. And so, God, I pray for each and every young girl, boy, everywhere, in the name of Jesus tonight, God. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, that you will just have mercy on those that's out there that don't have a job tonight, God, those that don't have food or don't have shelter or place to stay. God, look on them tonight, God. Let them know, God, that you are able. Let them know that you is able to see them through, that you is able to deliver them out of these situations that they are going through. Look down on this COVID-19 or more, God. Oh, God, we see, God, that things are happening. Things are being turned around in a way. We're going to speak it. We're just going to speak it, and we're just going to declare it in the name of Jesus, because we just ain't going to let the devil have his way. We're going to believe that this thing is going to be gone. And it's going to be gone sooner than what we think in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God tells me to speak those things as though the word. So I'm going to begin to speak it, and I'm going to declare it that this stuff is going to disappear, and it's going to go back to the pits where it comes from in the name of Jesus, from the very root, that it will be rooted up. Because if it be rooted, completed up, it's gone in the name of Jesus. So, God, we speak it and we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. We declare healing on people that's in hospital, people that's in the nursing home. God, that you'll send your anointed power. Breathe on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift them up, Lord God. We're looking for some miracle to be done in these last and even days. We're looking for some people to be raised up like never before, in the name of Jesus. You told us we could speak it. We declared it right now in the name of Jesus. We're speaking for mind being changed tonight. We're speaking, Lord God, for blood pressure be gone in the name of Jesus. We're speaking for kidney problems to be gone in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, diabetes, and heart problems, cancer, all of these diseases, all of this stuff, all this sickness in the name of Jesus. We declare healing on the world right now in the name of Jesus, and we know you able, Lord, because you told us, God. You told us we could speak it. You told us we could say it. You told us, God, in 1 John 5:14-15, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear us. And if we know that he hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. So I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, would do it. And you said in your word, you also said, God, in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things that which I send it. I send it out tonight in the name of Jesus. God, you work it out, and you fix it, Lord, and it is done, and I believe it. I believe it's all done now, and I thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have past Prophet Sam, Prophet Bird, and then it'll be Pastor Samson with Father Suit after that.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name, God. We come boldly to your throne of grace tonight, God. And we believe that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that it shall be done. We know, Father God, that your eyes is upon the righteous, God. We know that if we walk upright before you, Father, that we can ask anything in Jesus' name and it shall be done. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we ask that you search us, God. Everything in us that's not like you, we ask that you remove that from us, Father God. We ask that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. And we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you even tell us what to pray for. God, we thank you tonight, God, that every prayer that's gone up before you, that we already have what we have asked for. So, God, we thanking you that even though we're in the world, we're not of it. God, we thank you that as we walk to and fro, that you use us, God, as instruments in these last days like never before. We are praying, God, and standing on your word, Father God. We don't care how the devil is moving. We don't care what he's doing. We know that your body, the church, is stronger than that. So we take our place of authority in the name of Jesus, and we bind Satan and all of his tricks now in Jesus' name. God, we come against witchcraft and devil worship and tarot cards and hand readers and horoscopes and Ouija boards and all of those other things, God, that have sneaked into the church, dear God. People doing those things that they shouldn't do behind closed doors, dear God, and it has weakened the body. We are praying in the name of Jesus that your people, God, will keep your commandments. Because, God, you gave that with the promise. You said if we would keep your commandments, God, that we would be the head and not the tail. We would be above God and never beneath. God, you said that we, whatever we touch, God, it would prosper in Jesus' name. So help your body, Father God, to take its rightful place. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us, God, to know who we are and what we possess, God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against all the tricks of the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. And for those, God, that will sit up in your church and know they're doing all of that foolishness behind the scene, we pray that the covers will come off, God, in the name of Jesus, so that your people won't be deceived, God, and so that power once again, God, will be in your body in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we believe right now that we're in a new season, and we're in that season, Father God, where we're going to pray and we're going to see instant results. We're going to pray and we're going to see blind eyes open. We're going to pray and we're going to see the people getting up out of wheelchairs walking, dear God. We're believing that cancer and all this other stuff is going to be eradicated, God, in this season, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are praying for the power to come back in the body so that the people are not perishing because of lack of knowledge, God, in Jesus' name. So I'm praying for the body of Christ because, God, we're the ones that got the power. We're the ones, God, that got to step forward and decree and declare a thing and see it happen. But first of all, God, we got to be clean. We got to be clean, God, not in our own self being perfect, but because the perfect one has already died for us. So, Father, we come with power, with the authority, and we decree and declare that Satan is not going to have the young people now, God, in Jesus' name. God, we ask in Jesus' name that you strengthen them. God, we know that they got so many things against them that we didn't have. They got the internet and their interest, God, where they can just pull up something and all kinds of stuff come out, all kinds of spirits. And God, they don't know what they're into. But help the church to be strong, Father God, where we can go in and pull our children out of the darkness that Satan have come in and put them in. He has rolled ways into their eyes and into their minds, Father. Help us to be patient with them. Show us how to pray. Show us how to go in and how to go out. Because, God, the devil is not smarter than we are, but he thinks he is. So we come against Satan and every trick, God, that he set before us in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare the righteousness of God shall rule and reign in Jesus' name. And that Satan will not be able to steal the seed now in the precious name of Jesus. Help us as parents and adults and godly people, God, to teach them how to live. Oh, God, you can talk about it all you can, but sometimes they look at our lives, Father God, and they are confused. Sometimes they go up in the church and they are confused. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will live those lives that will be a light to them, that they will be able to look at us and know that there is a right way and that there is a wrong way. Help us not to speak one thing out of our mouths, Father God, but we are doing something else. Help us to be that church that's planted. Help us to be the light. Help us to be the salt, Father God, so that we can lead the way in the name of Jesus, so that Satan is not stealing this generation, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we do pray for government now. We pray, God, where we have had a changing of the gods. We're praying, Father God, for President Biden now. As he has a lot of ideas and a lot of things going. But, God, he can't do it all by himself. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give him favor. I'm praying in the name of Jesus, God, that the people would not just think about themselves, but they would see the whole picture, dear God, and that they would do the right thing. So I am praying, God, for the representative that represent the people, people in the White House, those with authority, God, that they would seek your face with every situation, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that they would do the right thing, not just for a few, but for all of the people, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying in the name of Jesus, God, and we believe that racism can be dissipated in this generation. Help us, God, to first of all get love into our hearts. Get love into the heart of man, Father God, so that he don't think he's no better than the next man simply because of the color of his skin. We are praying that racism will be erased in this generation in Jesus' name, and that people will be treated according to their character, God, and not how they look. Father, we need you. We need you like never before, because there's so many things, Father God, that's going on, and we know that you know what's going on. So we are praying, God, without ceasing, for you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. God, we need healing in this land now in the name of Jesus. God, we need healing even from parents who are abusing their children, God, doing things behind those doors. We are asking, Father God, that the covers begin to come out, starting with the household, getting down into the churches, Father God, because we need reform in every area, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you already told us in your word that in these last days, men would be lovers of the self. God, they'd be doing everything that they can think about. It's just a thought away, God. But, God, we know that the prayers of the righteous avail much. We know that when we stand up against these things, they got to go in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus did it, and therefore we can do it, God. So help us not to be trod down by what we see or what we hear on the TV, but help us to be moved by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, dear God. So we are praying for a change, God. We're praying for a change even with in the schools, God, with the teachers. Because, God, there are a lot of children that's going to school, and there's prejudice in the schools, God. So we are praying, God, hallelujah, that people, again, God, it's love. It's got to be a heart-changing situation before we can change. So, Father, we are praying for justice. We are praying that the Spirit of the living God will begin to move upon hearts like never before. We're praying, God, that people will be taught, and it's a teaching thing, that if they can get that knowledge of love, then love can get into their hearts and that they can be changed, God. So we're praying in the name of Jesus that hearts would turn again to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus, and that justice, God, will be done. So, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you continue to use us, God, for your glory. Help us, God, to lift you up and glorify you. Help us to praise you, God, like never before. Help us, God, not to be a part of what's going on, but help us to be the solution, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Father God, for men and women to rise up like never before. We're asking for men and women, God, that will preach truth from the pulpit. We're praying, Lord, that your church be purified and sanctified, God, so that we can be lovers of one another, Father, and that we not esteem ourselves higher than others. We are praying, Father God, that truth will be taught and that men will not come up with spirit of witchcraft where they're trying to get money over here and money over there to build bigger buildings and to drive in bigger cars and have all of this airplanes and all of that stuff. And there are people, God, in the congregation that's hurting, Father God, and need some help and need some love. Help us to be true disciples, God, for the people matter. In the name of Jesus. And Father, if we begin in the church, then we can outreach into our neighborhoods and see lives changed. If we can start with the body of Christ, then God, we can speak to a nation that's in turmoil now and see them change and turn around, dear God. Help us to know that we can't fight hatred with hatred, but we can fight hatred with love. So help us to love in spite of. But most of all, help us to seek you, Father God, so you can show us what to do, how to go in, and how to go out, dear God. Help us and show us what is needed in this time, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we just bless you. We thank you, God. And we're believing in our hearts that a change is coming. We believe that we're in that time, God, where there is more and more wisdom going to be poured upon your people, upon this nation, Father. And we're believing you for change. God, we are thanking you for what you've already done. Because, God, you've worked so many miracles, and you've done so many great things. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for those little miracles that's happening every day, and nobody will speak about it, things that we don't see, and things that we know that's happening behind the scenes when something should have happened to us, but it didn't, because of your grace and your mercy and your love towards us. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you for saving us and keeping us and watching over us, God. We just want to thank you, Father God, for delivering us out of the hands of Satan, out of the snares and traps, God, that he had set for us. We just want to thank you, God, for keeping us healed and whole and delivered by your power. We want to thank you, Father, for your word that you placed in us. And we are praying, God, that that word will come forth with power and authority now in the name of Jesus, and help us to use it rightly, Father God, so that your word will go out and not come back void in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless this nation. Even though we've done a lot of things wrong and we're doing things wrong, it is still the greatest nation in the world, God. And help us to continue to feed the poor. Help us to continue, God, to spread the gospel to everybody we know, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Because what is it, God, to gain this whole world and to lose our souls? And God, we know that you're all about souls. Help us to be about that, God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to raise up men and women, Father God, your prophets that will prophesy truth, God, in Jesus' name. Those that will speak a thing. And God, we know that miracles are still happening. Elijah stood and shut up heaven for 3 years. God, we're praying for those righteous men and women now to rise up and speak a thing and see it come to pass in Jesus' name. We see these psychics, God, that's prepared by demons, Father. We're asking that you, in these last days, raise up men and women, because you said you would, Father God. You said they will prophesy and have dreams, Father. So we're asking, God, that your church gets stronger as this world, God, got its own mind, but we are greater than that. God, we just thank you again for this prayer line, for every person that has prayed tonight. God, we know that you've heard the prayers of the righteous, and God, we know that a change is coming. It might be little by little. We'll be believe in our hearts that your church is going to rise up and be strong again in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you again for our youth. We're thanking you, Father God, for saving them and keeping them. We're thanking you, Father God, for the church. We're believing that the church is going to be stronger even when we come back together to worship God. It's going to be stronger than it was before. And we do believe, God, that this coronavirus, God, that is going to be depleted in the name of Jesus. But give wisdom to the people, Father God. Help them to know that it's just not about them. Some is not wearing the mask, God. Some is not getting the vaccine. And I know it's all of a choice. But help them, Father God, not to be a part of what's going on, but to be a part of the solution, so that this thing can be eradicated. So, Father God, I'm asking you to touch the hearts of those who just say, it's all about me, it's all about me, I don't care who get it. So, God, and we're asking that you change our hearts, change our throats, so that we have the mind of Christ. We hold your feelings and purposes, God, in our own hearts. So we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to rule and reign, continue to do miracles, continue, God, to heal your body in the name of Jesus. God, we love you and we praise you, we bless you, and we thank you for who you are and all that you do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you for this beautiful day that you've allowed us to live in, Lord God. And Father, we just keep coming and resonating in my mind that if I be lifted up, that's what he said, that he would draw all men unto him. And Father, we thank you for all those warriors that have truly lifted you up this afternoon, this evening, that have lifted you up and prayed prayers sincerely out of your heart, Lord God. And Father, I just come right now thanking you and asking you, Father, to continue to bless this prayer line, Father, that men and women, boys and girls, would come unto you and cry, I yield, I can't hold out anymore. I know that the word of God is true, Father. And Father, just let it continue to be a blessing, Father. Let it, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for wisdom and strength, Lord, and that tenacity, that perseverance that causes us to hold on, Father, because we know your word is true, and we got to hold on until you get there, because you're coming. Your word says you're coming, and you will do exactly what you said. Just hold on, because he is on the throne. Jesus is there intercession, making intercessions for our sins, crying, Father, give them another chance. And Father, we need that other chance. But Father, help us, Lord God, not to be all caught up in ourselves, Lord, but to be caught up in you and your word. And the thing that makes the world go round, Lord, the thing that makes is love. And not that filial love, but the agape love, the love of Christ, Father, the one that holds us together, Father. And that's what we need more. We need more love. And all this murdering spirit and racism and all sorts of things, Father, wouldn't be going on, because we would have love one for another. Father, we ask that you increase the love. Father, even teach us how to love you more. Father, let us love you with our whole heart. This is in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Just help us, Lord, to be able to do that and move forward. There's so many things and so much that have already been prayed for. But, Father, we continue more prayer, more power. We continue to ask you, Father God, to turn that pandemic around called Corona, Lord, and finish that. And we believe that that's going to happen. We believe it's going to happen sooner or later, because your word says, if we would come together, my people who are called by my name, oh yes, if we would come together and pray, and we need to turn from our wicked ways, then we hear from heaven and he would heal our land. Father, our land has been desperate need of a healing. And Father, we just lift you up. And as we lift you up, we just continue, Lord, to lift you up. The word of God is true. And it's the only thing that we have that is not shifting. It does not move. It is what he said that it is. And it is to save mankind. It is, Lord God. It's not to see who can do the biggest and the best and whatever in the church houses. I'm going to build my house bigger than yours. I'm going to drive a bigger car. No. That's not what it's all about. It's about showing the love of Christ to our fellow man, Father, even if they don't look like you, even if they don't dress like you, even if they don't live like you, Father. We still can show them love, Lord God. I'm not saying that we should take them up in our bosom and take them home, but be guided by the Holy Spirit. And anything that you can do for somebody in need, go to the Father and ask him, Father, it doesn't make any difference what race. No, it doesn't, because all of us, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave for everybody, Jews and Gentiles alike, that we should be saved. And it's no good if you just keep it to yourself. You got to lift him up so that everybody can see and know what a great and a mighty God that we serve, and all that he can do for you. But, we, Father, we so much look to his hand. But, Father, we, if we just continue, we can just look to his heart and know what his word says and what it means in our lives, Father. We have all things going on now that we were not aware of in the past, not to this magnitude, all this global warming and all these different things, Father. Men and women that have gotten their genders all mixed up and being encouraged to do whatever you want to do. But that is not what the word teaches. The word teaches us to be obedient to the commandments. And he gave us the commandments, and he said they are not grievous. You, it's hard to kick against the prick. You have to go by the way of the cross. And otherwise, if you don't go that way, you can't be saved. You can't have one foot in Christianity and the other foot in the world in Jesus. And you can't do it like that. You can't do it. It doesn't work like that. You got to, everybody has to go by way of the cross. And we have to work in the kingdom way that we not slide back and forth into the world and then into the church, into the world. No, you can't do it like that. And God, because he knows your heart. And we ask you, Lord, to cleanse us, Father. Yes, sir, from the top of our head, all whatever is about us that needs straightening out, Lord God. It may not be in your help or anything. It may be in your thoughts, the things you think about, Father. Father, help us to continue to look for thee. And, Father, I notice everybody, we're so busy. And the Bible said, I think it's in the Psalms. I'm not sure which psalm it is. I'm not sure to one or the other. It says, be still and know that I am God. And if you just take time to be still and let him talk to you, let him minister to you, he will do that. Just keep on looking up. Keep on reading your word. Keep on believing his word. Keep on loving your neighbors and your friends and doing the things that God will have you to do. And see how he bless you. He'll heal your body. He'll heal your mind. He'll heal your spirit if you only trust him. And Father, we just thank you so much for this prayer line. Thank you for the head of this prayer line who is always on a post. Father, for all of those that desire to be on but couldn't be here tonight, Father, we ask that you extend a great and mighty blessing to them, Father. Father, thank you for your matchless grace. Thank you, Lord, for lifting me up, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'll do. Help me, Lord, to do your will and your will alone. It's not right that you just do a good thing. Father, I want to do godly things. I want to do what you would have me to do, not what I think, but what your word says, and your spirit backs up your word. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. Yes, Lord, I magnify your name. I glorify your name, Lord God. Teach us, Lord, all how to pray and what to pray for, Lord God, that we'll be a sanctified Holy Ghost-filled witness for you. And when we walk in the room, the condition, the atmosphere will change because the Holy Spirit within you bears witness to your love and that God is living within you. Father, we praise you and we pray, Father, for mankind everywhere, as far as humanity tried to soar, Lord, everywhere that there's a person, a man, a human being, Lord, bless, Father, send your light, send your word in these places where no word has been, Father, send your word, Lord, Father, we thank you, we love you, we praise you. We do glorify your name, Lord. Keep us, Lord, Father, that corona touch none of us, Lord. None. Let it go back to the pit. Thank you, Father. We love you and we praise you. We give you glory, Lord. Magnify your word, Father. We thank you. And we ask all these blessings, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the strong and mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Praise your Lord. Bless you.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Evangelist Brenda, then Mother Willette, and if there's time left, we'll have Brother Minister Black to come on. At this time now, Sister Brenda. Do you have your phone muted?
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Okay, then Mother Willette, evidently my sister's phone is muted. She hadn't too long got off. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the prayer that went up before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you honor. We give you praise, Father God, for this new day. Father God, as we come before you, Father God, we uplift each and every prayer word that's on the wall right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you right now, Father God, to touch each prayer warrior from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Father God. Encourage them the more to stand firm on the wall, Father God, and don't take down in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we come against all these fiery dust that the enemy tried to bring against your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I dress each and every one with the full armor of God, Father God. For I dress them with the helmet of salvation, Father God. The breastplate of righteousness, Father God. And I grip their line with the truth, Father God. And their feet are shown with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Father God. And I dress them with the shield of faith, Father God. You said in your word, no weapon that form against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against them thou shalt condemn. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you right now to look upon all the children all over this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, touch their heart, Father God. Remove their heart of stone, Father God, and give them a heart of love, Father God. Give them the hunger and thirst to draw nigh to you, Father God, and the faith pertaining to you, Father God. And Father God, touch their parents right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, give them a heart of compassion for their children, Father God. For the children are a gift to them from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to go all over the prison wall right now and bless each inmate one by one and name by name in the name of Jesus, Father God. Yes. Bless each of the officers and the warden, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the name of Jesus, go into the hospital room, the nursing home. Touch each one up with your healing virtue on this sick bed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you see the comforters, the comfort that one are lonely, Father God, in despair, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look upon our enemy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Keep a covering over them, Father God, and put someone in their pathway that will tell them the good news about Jesus, Father God, and that they are loved, Father, by you, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to look upon this president, everyone in the cabinet, Father God, in the congressman, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, remove the scale from their eyes and open their ears spiritually, Father God, that they may hear what you are saying in the name of Jesus, and they may see what you are showing them in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for all the prayers that have gone forward. Praise God. And as the scripture says, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And when two or three shall agree on earth as touching anything, hallelujah, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise God, Matthew 18 and verses 18 and 19. So, Father, we touch and agree with the prayers that have already gone forward. We thank you, Lord God, for these prayer warriors, Lord God, that come on the line and pray from their heart. And we pray favor, grace, and mercy and their needs met in their lives. Hallelujah, forgiven of their time. So, Father, I just come before your presence just to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I thank you that you are the true and the living God. You're not a figment of my imagination, praise God. Hallelujah, you're not a whatnot on my shelf. Hallelujah, you're not an idol in my mind, glory be to God. But you are El Shaddai, Yaroboshake, hallelujah. You're the all-sufficient one. You're the I am that I am. You're yet present, hallelujah. You see everything. You know everything. You're all-powerful, hallelujah. You're all-present. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at the right hand of you, even now, making intercession for us. And Lord God, hallelujah, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I'm depending on your Holy Spirit to help us, Lord God, each one of us, Lord God, as we pray the prayer of faith, believing, hallelujah, that we receive what we're asking you. When we pray, hallelujah, in accordance with your will, which is your word, hallelujah, we pray with expectation that it is done. That's what faith means, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We don't have to see it, but we know that you're big enough to handle any situation and every situation. So I give you glory this evening. I worship you. I say hallelujah, glory be to God, to you, Heavenly Father, because you are so good. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You allow the rain to rain upon the earth. You give us air to breathe. Hallelujah, glory be to God. If it had not been for you on our outside, Lord God, where would we be this evening? Have glory be to God. So, Father, I thank you so much that you love us so much, that you are for us, that you are mindful of every situation, every circumstance. Nothing has taken you by surprise. This pandemic has not taken you by surprise, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that at your appointed time, you will wipe it out. Hallelujah, at the blink of your eye, at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, that you watch over your word to perform it. The scripture teach us to let the word of God dwell in us richly. Hallelujah. And the psalm writers say, hide thy word in my heart, that I sin not against thee, O Lord God. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, because you care so much about us. You're concerned, hallelujah. How do I know you're concerned about what we're concerned with? You told us we can cast all of our cares on you. Hallelujah. You said there's no good thing that you would withhold from them that walk upright. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we daily walk up, hallelujah, right. As the scripture says, after you've received Christ, walk in him. Hallelujah. Behave like Jesus. Let the love of God dwell on the inside in such a way that even when people treat us mean and nasty and evil, God, we can still come out with virtues and attributes that's like the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, merciful and compassionate and having loving kindness toward one another, hallelujah, in spite of what's going on in the earth. God, we depend upon you. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our pavilion. We can run to you and be safe. You are our rock, hallelujah. Glory be to God. As the scriptures teach, the rock of Gibraltar, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, hallelujah, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Nisi. You're the God who will go to war on our behalf. Hallelujah. Yes, the enemy seems to be doing quite a bit, but God, you got a day for him. And I know your word teach me, hallelujah, that it's a righteous thing for you to recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And we know it's not against the flesh and blood that we fight against, but we've got an enemy that's not seen. But God, I thank you that you deal with them. I thank you that you send your angels before us every day to watch over, to keep us safe. God, don't let them get distracted in the name of Jesus, because perhaps one of us may dash our foot against a stone and trip up and fall, and then, Lord God, we got to wait on the healing process in Jesus' name. But God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. I thank you for the speedy healing, Lord, glory be to God. I thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, and I ask you, Lord God, to let your Holy Spirit govern our lives. Order our steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the sword of the Spirit that goes forth with your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of every bondage, whether it's sin, whether the bondage of some stronghold or addiction or identity issue, Lord God. Whatever the bondage is, let the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, with your anointing go forth and set free, save, heal, and deliver. So I say thank you, Lord God, for liberty and freedom. Hallelujah, from sickness. Hallelujah, Lord God, from anything that's trying to interfere with your divine will for our lives. I pray that you do so, sir. Nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of the enemy, the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to interfere, delay, stop, or deny your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. God, let your divine will be done. We thank you, Lord God, and we thank you for healing those, Lord God, that have had surgical wounds. We pray, Lord God, those that have had fractures or bones broken, we pray for a divine healing for that at the name of Jesus, because, hallelujah, your scripture teaches that by Jesus' stripes we're already healed, and therefore we're learning, hallelujah, by faith to receive what's already belonged to us. You've given us that which pertains to life and godliness, and we receive it in the name of Jesus. And just as you told Martha, I repeat it quite often, he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. You can back up your word. I thank you, Lord God. You are everlasting, and we belong to you. We are your children. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And so, yes, there may be some challenges in life. There may be, Lord God, some stumbling blocks. But we thank you, Lord God, that we have victory. Glory be to God. Jesus, hallelujah. I lift up, Lord God, those, Lord God, someone I know had mentioned that their daughter has to have a bone marrow transplant. I pray, God, that she meets the requirements for it. And I pray, God, if she must need to have that bone marrow transplant, and I know already that you are the miracle worker, God, you can heal, hallelujah, her body, that daughter's body, even now, without even having to have a bone marrow transplant. That's who you are. You are great, God. You're the miracle-working God, hallelujah. So you are able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So I pray for this young lady, Lord God. Her name is Tracy. I lift her up to you, and I pray, dear God, that she meets the requirements if she must need go through that bone marrow transplant. And I pray, God, that all will go well. Lord God, no rejections in her body in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have had long-term illnesses, Lord God, may are going back and forth to cancer treatments day by day, maybe having kidney trouble, Lord God, and having to take dialysis treatment week after week, blood disorders, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. God, I pray for divine deliverance. Those who have been waiting a long time, let this be. Yes, sir. You said whatsoever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. And you said, hallelujah, whatsoever we ask you in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us, John 16:23-24, that our joy may be full. So I'm praying, dear God, that you give healing and deliverance to these people who's been in a condition for so long a time. Let it be this time, Lord God, this year, in the name of Jesus, in spite of everything that's going on. And, Father, I pray for the heart of man to change in the name of Jesus. I pray that people will see that it is time to come before your presence and trust you. It is time to seek you like never before. It is time to trust that it's time to treat everybody right in the name of Jesus. And as Charles Stanley says, hallelujah, obey God. Obey God. Find out what his word says and obey God. Do the word of God, hallelujah, and leave the consequences to God. Because you will, Lord God, recompense, Lord God, those that do people wrong in the name of Jesus. We don't need to take it in our hands. We need to pray about it. We lift up families tonight. Pray for parents, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for them to have help and seek you for what can I do to help set a better example for my children in the name of Jesus, to bring them up to know who Christ is, who God is, to develop relations, sincere relationships with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We lift up our leaders, our military, Lord God, also our prisoners of war, Lord God. We pray against that PTSD, that post-traumatic stress disorder, Lord God. But I pray deliverance in their lives in the name of Jesus. We pray for people everywhere. We lift up those who may be suffering with foot disorders, Lord God. They may have neuropathy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for divine healing for that. We pray, oh God, that you open up the respiratory system so people can breathe clearly. In the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you help those that are yet helping, those that, Lord God, are lending their hand to, Lord God, provide assistance to others in the name of Jesus, those that are giving their service voluntarily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be a help to others. We pray, oh God, for our police force, our judges, Lord God, our president and the cabinet, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, who are on special assignment task force, we lift up in the name of Jesus and we pray that people see that it's time to turn to you before it's too late. Father, have mercy upon us. Forgive us for our sins. Help us as people of God to be the light and the salt that we should be. In the name of Jesus, we honor you this evening. We bless you this evening. We praise you. We can pray for much more. But God, you've heard a lot of prayer requests tonight. But I want to say thank you because you're the one who's able to do something about it. Help us, Lord God, and remind us, hallelujah, of Isaiah 61, how the scripture teaches that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That scripture was talking about Jesus, but because we have your presence living in us, that the Holy Spirit is upon us also, and we can say something about the situation and expect a change to take place. Father, we're dependent upon you in the name of Jesus. We love you. We bless you. We praise you, and we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray against incontinence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. I bless you now. I praise you now, and I worship you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just lift up the nations right now, God, our matriarchs and patriarchs all over the face of the earth, God. Lord, the incarcerated, Lord. Hallelujah. The one, Lord, that don't know what to do, God. Don't know where to turn to, God. We ask you to send ministers by, God. Send people by, Lord, that have your love and that can direct them in the right places, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Our babies, our youth, God. Hallelujah. All through from pre-K all the way to graduation of college, God. Lord, watch out, Lord, for them, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Open up a door, God. Give them another opportunity, Lord, to receive you as Lord and Savior, Father God, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, God. Hallelujah, God. I just lift up Israel right now, one by one and name by name. I thank you that your will is being done in Israel, God. You said if we lift up Israel, if we bless them, you will bless us, God. And, Lord, we are spiritual Israel, God, but we lift Israel up, God. We speak life, God, wholeness, health, and wealth, peace in every area of their lives, angel protection, God. Lord, the leading of the Holy Spirit, God. We speak your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to all of your body, Lord, and unto Israel, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just pray for the fivefold ministry, all the apostles, prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, God. Stir up the gift that is in the inside of them, God, as they lay hands on their self, God, as they pray and as they witness, God, and do your will, God, do the work of the ministry, God. Lord, I just pray increase in their life, enlarge the territories, God. Let them have need of nothing, God, want of nothing, according to your word, for you are our shepherd. We shall not want, God, but my God shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Even 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, the anointing, which strengthens me, God, Lord. Hallelujah, that we can continue to forget those things that are behind us and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. Not looking to the left or to the right in Deuteronomy 28, but God looking to the hills from whence cometh our help, God, in Psalms, Father God. We just bless your name today, God. We lift up our enemies, God. We ask you, Lord, to save them, God. Save the couples, the husbands and the wives. Save the children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we speak life and we speak salvation even unto the third and fourth generations. The one we said we'll lift up all the days in our life, God. We all need you, God. We all need prayer. We all need encouragement. We all need intervention, God. So we intervene and stand in the gap now for the ones we said we'll lift up in prayer, God. We don't want to leave them out, God, and we don't take these things for granted, saying yes and don't do it, God. But we lift them up now, God, and we ask you to restore them, God, to a spiritual tone of mind and heart, God, a spiritual tone, Lord, in Christ Jesus, Father. Lord, the backslidden conditions, God, the wayward, the forward, God. Hallelujah. Those spirits, Lord, that tried to come and make strongholds in the mindset of your people, even Christians, God. We bind those strongholds up. We tear them down. We throw them down. We uproot them. We bind them up and cast them back to the pits of hell. God, now you replant. You build, God. Hallelujah, that this foundation will be in Christ Jesus and no other, God. Hallelujah, we speak life, God. We speak, Lord, the things of Christ, God. We speak the kingdom of God, Lord, the renewing of the mind, God. Hallelujah, that we can prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of yours, O Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus one more time, God. And, Lord, for the ones that are sick, Lord, the ones that are going through, the ones that had surgeries, the ones that are bereaving, the ones that are in convalescent nursing facilities, God, hospitals of all sorts, even baby children's hospitals, God, the ones that are in psychiatric wards, God, mental institutions, God, we just speak life, we speak a word of God, be healed in the name of Jesus, God, that we can come and line up with your word and speak your word over our situation, God, day and night, God, and meditate on it, God, until it come to pass, until your word comes to pass in our life, God, as we're walking upright, as we're pressing to do your will, God, as we're panting, Lord, after your word, Lord, after your righteousness, Lord. As a deer panteth after the water brook, that our heart pant, our soul panteth after you, God, to learn your ways, more about you, God, more about your excellence, God, about your wisdom. Hallelujah, your manifold wisdom, knowledge and understanding, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you had taken on our sins at the cross, and you have given us your righteousness, God, that you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. There's a newness of life living in the inside of us, God, the word of life, God. Hallelujah. God, we can speak life in every dead situation, and it will change, God. And whatever we pray, believing that we receive it because it's our heart's desire, and forgiving all those we have ought against, it shall come to pass. Your word does not fail, God, but we have to continue on this Christian journey. And we just thank you for the opportunity, God, the opportunity, God, in any endeavor, no matter what, God, you still love us and you're still with us. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll be with us to the uttermost parts of the earth, to the end of the world. God, we bless your name, and we thank you for revival, God, that this world has never seen, God. We thank you for the preparation right now, God, for this great and mighty move of yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Praise be the name of the Most High God. Excuse me. We bless the Lord. Thank God for so much that God has spoken through his service tonight. The power of the prayer, the anointing that's flowing. We're opening the lines now for some prayer requests. I want you to keep Pastor Burton's husband, Deacon Burton, in prayer. Evangelist Brenda informed me today that they were down in Charleston. He had to have that surgery again on the aorta. And Pastor Burton, Burton could explain that a little bit more. And she's a retired nurse, but it has a major part in the body and does affect your heart and so many other things. But in the meantime, the Lord bless. He was in surgery for 6 hours. He, Pastor said he had, when I spoke to her this afternoon. She had said it. He had come through good. We're praying God bless. No problems or current, no infections, nothing else. And believing God too for that kidney. Praise God, because also he's on dialysis. But we also pray for Pastor Graham, you know, the one we've been praying for that was down in Savannah, Georgia, concerning that she's going to have that knee surgery. And 3 days before the knee surgery, then they tell her to go to to see a cardiologist and come to find out she had the surgery. She would have made it through the surgery because the doctor said she had 50% working on her heart, operation of her heart. But God bless her and brought her through that. And then she was able, just recently, last Thursday, I believe she said, not this past Thursday, but Thursday before, she had, when I talked to her the other day, she had her knee surgery. So the Lord has blessed her and it come to pass. And she prayed really when she came through. She didn't hardly have no pain afterwards, so she got to still go through her therapy. So miracles and miracles, miracles, miracles. Pray for Sister Nall, too. The Lord bless that she. We pray for her. Remember that she had the situation that went on with her heart and was resuscitating. God bless. And, you know, some other things. She's been doing pretty good, but just maybe something else that may have to be done for surgery. But we believe in God that it don't have to be because God worked a miracle in her body and healing. And so we just going to continue to pray for those. And we, with one other individual I had in there for prayer. So right now every line is open. So anyone else that have any prayer requests, I already have those written down to be assigned in a little bit. So we're going to take any prayer requests that you have.
Pastor Hubbard. Can y'all uplift Sister Care, that God strengthen her while she traveling along with Pastor Burton, and also Elder Cook and her husband. May God strengthen and encourage them during their time and getting deeper education and theology.
Okay, request for Robert K. And brother and sister Cook, the elder.
Yeah. And also pray that I found a house and looked at it. I'm praying that God give me divine favor if it's His will for me to have this house.
Well, praise God. Advance his finger about her house. Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Olga. Praise God.
Sister Olga? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Sister Olga?
Yeah, first of all, I thank God. I thank God. My hand, as you guys have been praying for me, I went for X-ray, and then yesterday they called me for results. They said there is nothing wrong with my shoulder, my hand.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, and he prayed for me, too. I have applied for a house. Pray for me. They just called me and said, yes, we have received the application we are working on. So pray for me, doors to be open.
All right. Praise the Lord. Approval. And now we're just waiting for just the manifestation of you walking in and getting it. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. We're going to take all the prayer requests.
The job I'm working, they only pay me $7 for 8 hours, but I've tried to apply another one. I went for interview. They said they will let me know, so put me in prayers too.
Okay, that's for another job?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll put that on the list too. Anyone else for a prayer request, or we can go ahead and take all the prayer requests, and then we'll pray for the time that we have left, because we only have about 12 minutes and we need to get them all in.
Prophetess Hubbard, if we got time after this, I wanted to share this dream that I had at the end or something like that.
Okay, then. Any more requests? Okay, then. If this all the requests, we're going to go ahead and take these requests real quickly, and then, brother, we'll have you share that dream. Mother Willette, would you take the prayer request we have for Deacon Burton? He just went through the surgery, so we're going to have to do everything quickly. He just went through the surgery. Thank God for, we're going to pray there don't be no more complications. Don't have to go back in again, because he's had so many surgeries. And pray for Apostle Burton for her strength and for her body and stuff like this, because she's, you know, really tired. She's been really standing the gap and doing ministry and everything, too. And her sister that accompanied her was Sister Kay, that what my sister Brenda had asked about. Mother Alexander, would you pray for about Sister Brenda for her house? And let's see, what did she say? Oh, yeah, pray for her about her house and pray for Elder Cook and Deacon Cook, they're just furthering their education. Okay, Mother McCormick, you pray for and thank the Lord. We thank for Sister Osi's hand. Thank God for the prayers that went forth. But pray for her about her house and approval for the house, that she just had approval, but to get her house, and also for her her job, a new job. I think I got everything covered on it. I asked for a prayer for Pastor Graham, Brother Black. You can pray for Pastor Graham and just pray for, you know, God continue to bless and Sister Noel. Just do that real quick, everybody. I think that's about it. So you can do, everybody can put in about a minute and a half or so, or no, about 2 minutes. At least call what you have to pray for and cover those things so we can get everybody covered under the prayers. Somebody start.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and pray?
Yes, go ahead. Whoever, right after the other person, just pray.
Okay, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, that you've already heard every one of these requests. And we just thank you that there's nothing too hard for you. We lift up Pastor Burton, first of all, and we thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God. We pray for her strength, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will continue to help her because she has been a companion to her spouse and all that he has gone through. We pray for Deacon Burton. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the surgery that he just recently had, that he will not have any more surgeries and that there be no more complications, Lord God, in his body. We pray, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, that you will destroy the operation of the enemy that keeps coming against his body because things are happening to try to get him to doubt that you're able to do this. But we trust you that you're able to completely heal him after this surgery with no more complications. We pray for this family of God in the name of Jesus. We pray for their strength, and we pray that the virtuous healing power of God will be released in their bodies. And we pray, Lord God, that you will bless them in a special way in the name of Jesus. And we also pray for Pastor Burton's sister, Lord God. And from I understand they're supposed to be traveling. And I pray, God, that you will bless her sister, bless Pastor Burton, Lord God. Just bless the entire family. Strengthen them and meet their needs according to your riches and glory. We honor you. We bless you. Thank you in advance. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. She had to be the driver for to go down to Charleston and come back because after Pastor's rotator cuff shoulder, she's still having probably have another week or two before she can drive. So even for them and their travel. Okay, the continuous prayers. Go ahead.
Who is I know you said Cook. Brenda's sister?
No, he said the elder cook that come on and speak sometimes or whatever, the sister pastor to Pastor Burton. Her and her husband, evidently they're getting ready to go forward more in some educational things. And who was the other person there with?
Brenda House. You said cook.
Yes, okay, that's
okay.
It. That's right.
Father
that's
God,
it.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing for Brenda, Lord God. We thank you for giving her favor in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you said ask and believe when you ask, you receive. And we know, Lord God, that your promises said you take care of your widows. Lord, nothing is impossible, Lord. So we're thanking you for that house, Lord God, that you already give our favor with that house. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, for the cooks, Lord God. Lord, you know the hearts, you know the mind, Lord God. There is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. And we ask you right now, Lord God, to give them favor in this situation of their lesson, whatever it is they're trying to do, Lord, or to improve. Lord, you step in and give them favor in this situation here. But most of all, Father God, they ask, Lord God, that you continue to keep a hedge over them, that they will get this that they're after. Because, Lord, it's only you know the hearts of men. And it's only you know how high we can go, Lord God. So, Father, let your will be done in this situation with the lesson. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come right now, God. We speak right now over Elsa. Elsa, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to bless her as she walks into her home, Lord God. We know and we declare right now, God, that she's already got the keys in her hands in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do. You told us to ask, and you said whatsoever thing we ask, it shall be given. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for it right now in the name of Jesus. We even thank you for the job that she's already going to go to walk into, God, because we know, God, that you said that you will supply all I need to your glory and richness, God. So we just give glory and honor to the job and to the home that she's going to have right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to count it done, and we're going to speak it, and we declare it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you for Sister Noel and Brother Graham, God. We lift them up even in this.
We didn't hear you. Are you still there?
Yes. You hear me?
No, we didn't hear anything. You started off with their names. That was it.
this new phone. You hear me now?
Yes.
You hear me?
Oh, yes.
God. Father, we just thank you, God, for Sister Noel and Brother Graham right now, God, even as we lift them up, God. Hello?
I was saying Pastor Graham, a lady. And,
Okay. Even, Lord, as we lift them up to you, God, Lord, just you make the heart smile even on their countenance, God. And, Lord, I just speak shalom in every area of their life, God, Lord. No, I speak debt cancellation, Lord. Lord, no sicknesses, no diseases, no infirmities, no weaknesses, Lord. I speak peace. I speak finances, God. Enlarge their territory. Bless their loved ones and their families, God. Lord, do a greater height in the deeper depth in their lives, God. Lord, do a newness, God. Even with people that are around them, God. Lord, let them be blessed by the words that you place in their mouth, which is fire, God. Fill their belly to overflowing, God. Lord, let them walk in your glory, God. Divine favor and divine help. We thank you, God, that those things that used to be is no more, God. They shall see them no more, God, and they shall see your glory in this season, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Anyone else assigned to Pastor on oh, somebody? Okay, Pastor Sims, would you just go ahead and pray for Pastor Bird's sister, Mary Peek? She had went back to the hospital again, but she's back home. But she was in the hospital again about fluid in her heart again, and but thank God that she's home and had some other little issues. Well, pray for her. We'll ask for that prayer request.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Father. We just asking for Pastor Bird's sister, Father. Oh, Father, that you heal her body, her mind, and her spirit, Lord God. Give her that holding on power that she'll be able to believe and have faith that you are a great and a mighty healer, Lord. And you can do all things. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. So we ask in your name, Father, that you strengthen her wherever she's weak and build her up anywhere where she's toned down. And, Father, we ask that you bless her loved ones, Father, that they'll be able to have that assurance and to encourage her, Lord God, in every area of her life and be that support that she needs, Father, to hold on to your word. Lord, we love you and we praise you, Father, and we just count it all done. We believe in the healing power of the Holy Ghost, Father, and I believe that I heard that she is a born-again, baptized believer, and, Father, she has that the spirit of the living God living within her, and healing belongs to her. Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless your name, Father, and we pray for this sister. In the mighty and strong name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Father. We pray for Brother McCormick's daughter, Sister Teresa, God, that you will bless her body right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, God, that she's been on the list for the kidney. We pray, in God, that will come quickly. Will be no complications or problems with that. Pray, glory to God, for all of our children and our grandchildren right now, these prayer warriors that's on the line, binding up every satanic and demonic force that try to interfere while they're praying and we're praying. Glory to God for those things that try to come and attack in the back door or on the side doors where the enemy try to come. So we are praying for their healing, their deliverance, the power of the anointing, for the sound minds and for wisdom and for, glory to God, decision-making and errors. Glory to God for their walk of forgiveness and love. But we are praying right now, God, help us to keep them covered as we cover other people. And we are praying, God, make their crooked path straight. And we bind up any untimely death or plots and plans that the enemy come to divide the homes in any way. God, bless our young ones that are out in school and challenged right now, too, as well. And other ones, they may be doing well in one thing, but other things the enemy is trying to attack their minds. We plead the blood of Jesus, rebuke him and bind him up and send him back to the dry place. And pray for us, God, that you'll cover us as prayer warriors, that we stay on our post and do what you require of us, and that we'll be honest bound the spirit of the enemy, bound up the spirit of the enemy that come up against us. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for all that you've done and doing. Pray for these mothers, glory to God, and those that have lost mothers and grief and this, that, and the other, that maybe one of other ones that they have families that they will be restored, and other ones that have beautiful relationships that they continue to as well. So we are praying the grief and sorrow, oppression and depression that try to come up against, glory to God, during this season and this time. We're praying love, peace, joy, and healing as well. At this time, we're going to give Brother Black time to go ahead and share his dream. And those that have
God bless
to be, we pray God's blessings, and that you'll know that we have services on second Sunday as well, those that are able to join us, and those that are not, just pray as well as first Sunday, and also keep Sister Burton's, Pastor Bird's, that ministry of overseeing for the new ministry called Glory, keep them lifted up before the Lord too as well. There'll be services on second and fourth Sunday. Okay, my brother, you go ahead.
Okay. I had a dream last night, and the enemy, I was laying on my back, and the enemy just, like my elbows was on the bed, but how you lift your hands up, but your elbows, you know, the half of your arm, and the enemy grabbed my hands and then spread them out a little. My elbow was still on the bed, and he looked at me like straight in my face, and I knew it was the devil, and he said, "You remember me?" And I knew it was the enemy, and he had a big face and everything, and I said, "Yeah, I remember you." But it was like when he said that, he was like trying to be gentle and try to you know, impress that false love on me, whereas I would accept. I said, and then I woke up and I said, "Nah." I said, "I remember. Yeah, I remember you. All the hurts and the pains. You're a thief. The misery that people go through. You're a deceiver of the world. Yeah, I remember you. You come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. I remember Jesus. And as I take communion, as often as we do this, we do it in remembrance of him. He brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light." You know what I mean? And I start speaking the scripture. I say, "You're a liar." I said, "That's that false love. That's that, you know, that trap again." And yeah, people remember you. That's why we don't do what we used to. We stand under new management. We're in the sheepfold. We have a good shepherd. Amen. I just wanted to share that.
Man, that's a powerful dream. Praise God. And I called Pastor. I said, "I want her to hear it for you to probably speak to her a little bit later after she have dinner to share that." But that definitely is a word, and for that word that you've been saying, that false love and how we to know. So that's why it's so important for us to know the voice of God, to have a relationship with him and walking in obedience, so that we can be able to discern and be able to have the power to bind and to loose. But yes, that's a powerful dream. Praise God. I'm listening to hear it again so I can see the detail I might have missed. Praise God. And any more remarks? Praise the Lord. Or anybody gave anything that God blessed, even just hearing it? Well, praise God. We bless the Lord again for you all. Yes.
I just want to, I got to see if I'm saying this right. First, I'd like to thank you for praying for Teresa. But she, I think she got, I'm trying to understand what she said. I think she got her paper. She can pick whatever hospital that she wanted to go to. And I guess she just got to wait on that. And stuff.
Yeah.
So some kind of way like that. I didn't. So I just want to give you that. But I'm going to get it more clearer so I can call you back and I'll explain it to you better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We know it's coming very soon. The Lord bless. The main thing is that they're already considering her and getting her ready for it. That's the main thing. We're looking forward to God blessing us. You, after a while, be on that list and them coming up.
Right. Amen. Thank you. Thank Jesus.
Praise God. Anyone else before we hang up? We just got to keep these things in prayer. Well, I thank the Lord for you all the time. Praise God for all this on the line. There's about 15 of us tonight. So anyone else have anything that's a guest or whatever they had a request, we always want you to know that if anybody that have a request, anyone that comes on, if you have a request or praise report or something God did, even while you were listening through the prayer line or been on the line and touch and agreeing with us, and God bless with a request that came, but when you join your faith with ours, let us hear it. Praise God. And share the number with others that you may think that's going through. And sometimes they don't have to be going through. They just might need just some encouragement once in a while. The number is available for anyone that you want to share it with. Praise God. Amen. Maybe somebody you meet sometime and just say, okay, we just want you to, we just definitely have assigned people that God blessed in the ministry to pray. But we always take prayer requests and praise reports. And sometimes, you know, if the God puts something on your heart to share with us. But bless the Lord. We love you. We give God glory and praise for all that was been said and done. We just got to keep the faith and keep each other lifted up and bear one another. Just because, glory to God, it may not be spoken all the time. Prayer warriors keep each other lifted up and iron sharpening iron so that we can be available for service. Because we may not talk all the time in between the time, we never know which one of us are going through something. But when God puts someone on your heart, regardless of the prayer warriors or your pastors or first ladies or anyone, that even the ones that we're praying about, keep those people and keep yourself available for prayer and interceding. While you're praying, God's taking care of your business too as well. Seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, everything else will be added. So we pray you fight with holding on to your joy and peace and that word to stand fast, hold fast, and be determined no matter what the enemy said. But God, you said, even if we don't see it, it's walking by faith, by that sight you see in Christ Jesus. Amen. We love you. Keep us in prayer over here too as well. I know you are, and we're keeping you all in prayer. And keep our children and glory to our families and marriages. Glory to God, lifted up. Even for those singles that are seeking out a spouse and they don't end up getting a breath and britches or either vice versa, getting something they thought was a woman and it's a man, or one of them situations where come to find out freelancing and they women, you think you got a wife and you got, you know, something else. But nevertheless, there's so much to keep in prayer. But most of all, we want to just keep God lifted up, and he knows all things. He's omnipotent, not present, and we want to be in his presence, too, that he be glorified. We love you again. Be blessed of the Lord. Shalom, shalom. Have a good night, and thank God for the mothers in Zion. Keep Mother Camp, Mother Freeman lifted up. 94, getting ready to be 95, so praise the Lord. And my auntie just turned 91, praise the Lord, too, as well. So keep our mothers lifted up, especially those ones that are born-again believers, and they are living a life that's still glorifying the Lord. We love you. Have a good night. And shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. We love you.